Australia Overnight with Clinton Maynard.
Financial planning can be a really tricky area because when you want to see a financial planner, someone who's going to help you with potentially how you invest your life savings, you want someone you can trust. We've all heard those horrible stories about people being ripped off by what they, you'd say, so-called financial planners, dodgy people. And that's where proper accreditation is so crucial. But what happens when students are, say, training to be a financial planner, a student, to work in the industry, and then they discover the course that they're studying and paying out a lot of money for isn't actually accredited? The course isn't accredited, and then they can't get accreditation. Well, that's what appears to have happened to a group of students. They're taking legal action against James Cook University because they feel they've been misled. Duke Matiza is a lawyer from Australian Law Partners and represents these students. Thank you for your time, Duke.
Hi, how are you, Clinton?
I'm good. As I was saying there, I think trust is crucial when it comes to financial planning. What's happened in this situation with students who have enrolled in a course thinking they were going to become accredited financial planners?
Trust is even more important when it comes to universities, Clinton. And we appear to have a situation here where some 20 students entrusted their university, the James Cook University up in northern Queensland, with a course that they thought was accredited based on a number of misleading publications made by the university, only to find out after they enrolled that in fact the course was not accredited. So the consequence of all of that was they graduated after paying fees for the course and could not pursue a career in financial planning.
That seems staggering because obviously the James Cook University is a fully accredited university in terms of within the formal education system.
It is certainly something that I struggle with to understand how this could have occurred. The university, I should clarify, subsequently did have the course accredited, but that left some 20-odd students in a position where they couldn't get a job after they graduated because at the relevant time of their graduation, the university did not have the course accredited.
That is staggering. Now, we know that HECS fees, for instance, have increased dramatically in the last decade. I'd assume these young people in the main have probably now accumulated a very big debt.
They did, and they're paying interest on that debt, and they're in a position where they can't get a job in their chosen field and therefore have to look at an alternative to earn a living until the university gets its act together.
Given that the university has now been accredited for this course and these students have completed the course, is there a way through the legal action you're taking that it could be the accreditation could be reviewed and they could be given accreditation?
So just to clarify, Clinton, the course has now actually been accredited. Mm. And because the students did complete the course, I believe through a process of prior learning or recognised prior learning, they now have their degrees reissued and can entitle them to practice as a financial planner. The problem is this: they've missed out on 3 years of salary at a much higher pay rate in their chosen field.
Right.
And that's the issue. That's the issue for my clients, and that's the issue for the university.
So for the clients that you're representing, what through this legal process, what are you seeking?
We're seeking compensation for our clients for the income they could have derived had they been able to pursue their chosen career. And we're also seeking damages for disappointment and distress. A number of these students have suffered immensely because they frankly were left in a position where they couldn't get a job that they desired. And we're talking about a major investment of a young person's life, you know, 3 years to get a qualification in many cases and not being able to pursue a career. So it's a significant issue. It's a significant breach of trust for the university on my instructions from these 20 young students, and we are about to issue a class action to seek compensation for each of them.
Just finally, Duke, do you think there is a warning for other people who are investigating university courses, whether it's at James Cook or any other university, that they need to do a lot of due diligence before enrolling?
Well, Clinton, it shouldn't come to that.
Yeah.
For the simple reason, the higher education standards framework, which is federal legislation governing all tertiary institutions, make it very clear that courses that are offered are not described as accredited until such accreditation has been obtained, and what's more, representations about outcomes associated with a particular course of study are not false or misleading. So in other words, what I'm saying is the onus is on the tertiary institutions in Australia, like James Cook, to make sure that the courses that they offer are accredited before they're offered to students, and that they don't take the punt, as it were, that they will become accredited during the course of the duration of the study involved, which appears to be the case here.
They should never have been put in that position from the looks of it. Duke, thank you for your time.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Duke Matiza.